Welcome to the Council of Citizens with Low Vision CCOVI Open House about our committees. This episode includes e-communications and constitution and bylaws, what these committees are, and how you can participate. You'll also learn some of the fabulous benefits of participating in CCOVI committees. Enjoy.
We've got an exciting call lined up. I would like to introduce Kathy tonight. We're going to be spending the rest of our time talking about the committees. I know many of you are either on committees or at least are members of CCLVI, but there's always room for a little more help in some other spot. If you can give some additional help on one of the committees, I know that would please an awful lot of people, probably especially Patty, our president. And so I'm going to start with Kathy to talk about the e-communications committee.
Okay. Hi there. Good to be with you tonight. So e-communications has a pretty broad role because digital has become such a big part of our life, right? So this committee has grown over the years to its responsibility. But at the same time, e-communications communicates and interrelates, weaves together with publications, as you just saw, because we're posting Vision Access, and then also public relations, because we're communicating about the organization. And so there's a lot of back and forth, interrelation and cooperation between all of these committees. And we're excited about that. The three chairs talk regularly to make sure that we're all on the same page and getting the same message out and serving our members well. We are definitely looking for more members for our e-communications committee. We have a fine team already that you would be joining. We especially are looking for people that are interested in helping to edit audio for the podcast, and we will train you. How cool is that? You get to learn some more skills. And we'll also are looking for people that would help with LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and guess what? We'll train you in how to do that too. So if you're interested in learning some new skills or you already know how to do these things, we would love for you to reach out to us. You can contact me directly if you like at cclvi webmaster@gmail.com. That's probably the easiest one. Right now we have a great team of people. There's myself, Patty Cox as president, serves on the committee. Charles Cronin is working with us, especially on the website and on our listservs. Terry Pacheco is serving with Zoom and also website development. Zelda Gebhardt is our Zoom coordinator right now. Joyce Feinberg is involved with Zoom and listserv and a little bit of podcasting and constant contact, all sorts of things. Samantha Hubbard is helping us with Facebook and social media. And Kathy Farina is helping out with website team support and also podcast support. So those are our committee members. Are any folks here? I know Zelda and Patty are here. Terry. So we have three other people from the...
Kathy Farina's here.
Kathy's here. And Joyce.
And Joyce. That's right. Boy, almost...
Charles Bob is here too, I think.
Okay. So almost the whole team is here. We're quite a busy team, but one thing we've done is we've broken into subcommittees. And so what that does is it means that we're working subcommittees. So we have tasks related to that. So there's a website subcommittee, a Zoom subcommittee, social media. And what we want is that people on the committee as a whole to be able to use their skills and their talents and be active and not just sit in a meeting. And so if you join the committee, we will allow you to be engaged and welcome your engagement. And that's what we're looking for from folks. What would other people from the committee like to share? I'd like to have other people chime in so it's not just me.
Kathy, this is Kathy Farina.
Yes.
I like that website. It's looking good. You know, I know it's a work in progress, but you're doing a great job with that.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to learning how to edit things.
Great. Yes, we're training. Kathy's an example of somebody that comes with a lot of talent and is willing to learn about audio editing. So we've set her up with Cheryl McNeil Fisher, who does audio editing also, and she's going to be training her and preparing her. We've matched her up with somebody that uses technology the way that she does with her vision so that the training will be more seamless. Thank you, Kathy.
This is Zelda. And I just want to say I am so very pleased at the many members that we have that have stepped up and said that they would be willing to host, like Penny's doing tonight, willing to facilitate, like Terry is doing tonight. It just is really great to see everybody have an opportunity to serve in this way. And we're having a lot of fun with planning the different Zoom sessions we do each week, trying to cover as many topics as possible. But if you have any suggestions for us as something that you're interested in or something that maybe you would like to share, we would certainly entertain that. We're keeping a list and we're checking it twice. And we're hoping to cover a lot of different areas. And so we would encourage your involvement in that.
I call the crowd that supports us in Zoom the Zoom team, because there is a crowd. We have roughly how many facilitators and hosts?
Well, I don't know about the facilitators, but the hosts, we have almost a baker's dozen.
Wow.
And so that is great, because everybody's got busy lives. And if we all pitch in and do it once in a while, nobody has to be tied up too often. And that way you get to meet lots of different folks from CCLVI.
And we get to benefit from the talents of so many different people. It's really such a benefit both directions, as we have a variety of facilitators, a variety of hosts on our Zoom calls and the topics. Thank you, Zelda.
Well, I think that, as you say, I serve on this committee as well. And I think that Kathy has done yeoman's work in putting all of this together, because Kathy not only serves as the chair of this committee, but she also, per the Constitution, she's also serves as the webmaster. We get agendas for her before the meetings. I just think what she's getting done is pretty phenomenal. You know, many of us have been around and have dealt with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of committee and subcommittee meetings in various organizations through the years. But Kathy has just stepped in and really made her presence extremely well known and is very valuable to the organization. I'm very glad to see how much she's getting done, but I do think that it's time that we all need to pitch in a little bit more to help with all of the committees, especially, I guess, my fondness is the e-communications, but there are so many others that need work on them. With that, I would like to see us, does anyone have any questions about the e-communications committee? And I see that Patty Cox.
I just want to say that I'm glad to see that members have a place at the table in planning, if it be e-communications, publications, whatever committee. Members are welcome to be on those committees. You know, it's not just the board running. And I'm glad we've opened it up to everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks. And you know, one of the great things, Terry, you're talking about the committees, not just e-communications too, but as you serve, people know this from other organizations, but as you serve on committees, you get to know other people in the organization and you develop friendships. And that's really important. We need that in our lives. And this is one way to build those friendships, is being part of committees. So even if you're not a high-end techie, we'll help support you if you're interested in learning and serving in the e-communications. If you have an interest in membership, talk to Zelda, interest in Constitution, talk to Cynthia, et cetera, et cetera. This is about developing you, helping you to cultivate friendships with other people with visual impairment, and serving together. I find that as I serve and give out, I don't dwell on my needs and the difficulties I have with my eyesight. The more I give, the better I feel. And
it's a very, very good point, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Important, really important for me. And I would encourage other people. Last thing I'd just like to say, Terry, is some people might be waiting for an invitation, but we don't know your skills, especially in technology. So we might not be asking you personally to participate. Please come forward and let us know that you have an interest. And we can tell you what's available and talk with you about how you could best fit. The door is open.
This is Joyce.
Yes, Joyce.
One of the things that will be starting shortly is announcements coming out on when committees are going to be meeting and how to get involved with them. Stay tuned on that. And please join any committee you're interested in.
And even if you want, I'm sure you're also welcome. Thank you for your comments, Kathy. But Joyce, I think you're also, you know, sometimes one of the best things to do with a committee is just kind of monitor it, if you will. Come in, see what it's about. You know, it, just because there's a committee meeting doesn't mean you have to become a member of that committee in order to sit in on the meeting and see what they're doing and see if there is something that you can help with or if there's something that, you know, you may have a suggestion for them or not. Even if you just want to listen, just to get yourself more acquainted and more comfortable with it. And I think that's one of the things that through Patty's leadership has made much more available to everyone. And I think that Patty deserves one of Kathy's drum rolls for making that space available at the table. And I think that we, from that point on, I hate to say it, but since we only have about 10 minutes left and we have, I would like to introduce Cynthia to talk about the Constitution. And then we also have, and so Cynthia, can you get into some more of what's going on with all of the constitutional changes and such and what needs to be done there?
Good evening, everyone. I'm Cynthia Hawkins and I'm the current chair of Constitution and Bylaws. The committee, I'm hoping to get members. I guess I need to send out some please join me's. but I know there are people out there that are interested. What we do is we take a look at the governing documents and determine what might need to be changed or updated. And for example, many affiliates are now addressing the ability to vote electronically and meet virtually because many, including ACB, many of the ACB and its affiliates did not have that obviously in their constitution and or bylaws because it was just technology wasn't up yet. You know, as Kathy said, technology is everything these days. And so there wasn't this ability to meet virtually as there is today. And so some of the things that many of the affiliates are one of the things many of the affiliates are working on are changing so that electronic voting is possible. There are a few other items that we've seen need to be changed or amended in our constitution and bylaws that have come to light over the last several months. And the committee will be working on those issues. But I do have plenty of room on the committee and would really hope that I can get some volunteers because you can't, this is again, something that one person can't do by themselves. It's a very exciting committee, really thinking about how we govern ourselves and how the organization should be run. And it's very helpful, fun, at least for me, to be on that committee and work to resolving issues that we may have within our organization.
Well, thank you. And I'm just wondering if anyone else has any questions for Cynthia before I ask a couple.
I knew you would. I don't know why I knew that today.
Now, are you Constitution and Bylaws?
Yes, it's one committee.
But Resolutions is a separate committee, correct?
I believe.
Or is that all? I think it is.
I believe we were, our president was looking to whether the Resolutions Committee would be, at this point, subsumed within Constitution and Bylaws. I don't know if we've resolved that question yet, Patty.
No, we will Tuesday night at the board meeting.
Okay. Yes, that will be resolved Tuesday night at the board meeting.
There we go. We'll have to find out the answer to that next Thursday night.
Stay tuned.
Yes, right.
Exactly. Well, I never thought you'd hear these words come out of my mouth, because I did many a constitution, worked with many affiliates on many a constitution back in my day in ACB. But if I can help you, if I could be of any assistance with the Constitution, I would be glad to help give you a hand.
Oh,
with
great.
It.
I have the first public volunteer. You heard it here. She volunteered. Great.
I want to thank you very much. Does anyone else want to volunteer for anything tonight? Can I lead a Pied Piper?
Yeah, right.
Escapade here or something.
We have 4 minutes left.
Yes, we do. In any event, I want to thank everyone who has joined us tonight. I want to wish Kathy and Cynthia well with their committees. Have we reached, let me ask, is this the end of our...
One more committee open house, and that will be on October 21st. We're taking a break next week so that we can do a remembrance of Bernice Kandarian, a longtime member of CCLVI and actually a charter member of our organization. So instead of having the committee open house next week, we will be doing that. And then we'll meet back for the remaining committees on the 21st of October.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I do hope that everyone joins us next Thursday night for Remembering Bernice. As Zelda just said, she was a charter member. So I think it's just, you know, people have known Bernice through many, many organizations through the years. And I think it'd be nice. I think she'd be very happy to see us all remembering her next week. And with that, I want to thank you all for a very, very good show. We've been pretty well attended this evening. And I'm going to bid you all a good night, a safe and a happy week. Enjoy the coffee hour tomorrow. I'll throw a quick ad in for Visibilities at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Monday night's meeting. And Tuesday's the board, and next Thursday. So the week is gone very quickly.
Right.
Sure has.
Important to remember is next week we will be going, instead of 7:30, the evening calls will begin at 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday, and it's game night. And then on Thursday, it's 8 with Remembering Bernice. And then coffee hour on Friday morning is at 11 a.m. Eastern. So that'll remain the same.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Good night, everyone.